Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
School officials contact police about potential child abuse of a student leads to an arrest. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On Monday afternoon, school officials from Metal Ark Elementary School contacted the Department of Family Services and Gillette Police Department due to a potential child abuse concern. A 7-year-old boy, while at school, complained to his teacher about pain while trying to sit in his chair, as well as pain to his left wrist. The boy told the school counselor it hurt to sit because of the whooping he got at home. According to the court affidavit, the boy said that he had been hit with a belt by a 31-year-old man, a friend of his mother's, who lives with him and his father in a local hotel. The boy told officers the man, identified as Hunter Hoover, whoops him a lot. Officers observed large bruises on the boy's buttocks going down his left leg, measuring more than 6 inches in length. He had bruises on his back as well. They also observed a piece of skin that was ripped open, consistent with being struck by a belt buckle. During the investigation, they learned the boy's 2-year-old brother had also received the same type of whooping when he didn't do what he was told to do by Hoover, according to court documents. When interviewing the two boys' father, he said Hoover had been watching the boys while he was working nights and had been the only person watching them in the past 48 hours. After speaking with Hoover, who acknowledged he had been caring for the boys, the officer noticed his belt, which matched the description of the belt described by the 7-year-old. Hoover denied using the belt on the boys, that he only used it to snap it at them to scare them. The 2-year-old also had bruises on his inner thigh and hip, similar to his older brother's injuries. The boy told officers he had also been whooped by Hoover. Following the investigation, Hoover was arrested on 2 counts of felony child abuse. Unemployment rate rises locally at the beginning of the year. Campbell County has had one of the lower unemployment rates in the state in January. Campbell County's unemployment rate, which stood at 3.4%, tying it with Crook and Goshen counties as the 6th lowest in the state. According to the press release from the Research and Planning section of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, although the rate slightly increased from the previous month due to a rise in the number of unemployed individuals, it decreased from January 2023. Wyoming's overall seasonally adjusted unemployment rate decreased from 2.9% in December 2023 to 2.8% in January 2024. This decline follows the typical seasonal pattern of increasing unemployment rates in January across all counties. Teton County had the lowest unemployment rate at 2.2%, while Bighorn County had the highest at 4.8%. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.